We continue now with the fifth capital of Tehillim, the fifth chapter of Psalms. Again, it begins with Lam Natzeach. It's a note to the conductor, to the director of the choir hyphen orchestra that sings these songs in the Beis HaMikdash. But here, the Menatzeach is told not to use the instrument of Neginos, but rather to use a different instrument called Nechilos. Radak quotes an interesting comment of Rabbeinu Haigon, who points out that the word Nechil we find in Chazal to mean a stream, a flock of bees. Nechil shel devorim. It's a stream of bees flying across a garden, flying across a bed of flowers. And the bees, of course, make a kind of a humming sound. So Rav Haigon suggests that this instrument, Nechilos, makes this humming sound. Reminds me of the musical piece, The Flight of the Bumblebee. This is the background music for this upcoming Kapitel Hey, Mizmor LeDavid. It too, like Chapter Dalet, and like Chapter Gimel, and we'll soon see like Chapter Vav, is a song of David HaMelech. And here, David again prays to God's assistance, but he has enemies in mind. I want to say something which is really my own approach, although it's rooted in things that I've read and studied elsewhere. That is, obviously, when a Jew prays, Jews have had enemies throughout our history, physical human enemies. And when we pray for God's help and we pray against our enemies, and we use the words of Tehillim, they fit, because we too are beset with many, many enemies. It is important, number one, that you recognize in your prayer, if you're using Tehillim to pray, that when you're praying against your enemies, pray against real enemies. Don't pray against somebody across the street who may have insulted you, because that's really not right. People have disagreements, etc. Pray against people who are truly enemies, number one. And number two, often we say Tehillim when we are praying that someone be spared from illness and suffering and danger and wounds. Well, when I say Tehillim with those ideas in mind, I think of disease as being an enemy. I think of suffering, of wounds, of pain as being the enemy. So when I pray against the enemy, I kind of personify the suffering, the disease, the sickness, the illness, as if it was a personal enemy against whom I'm praying. I offer that to you for whatever you might find it worth. But here David again is referring, of course, to his real enemies. And he says, Amorai ha'azino Hashem, God, give your ear to my sayings, bina hagigi, understand, contemplate, God, comprehend my thoughts. So David is asking God to hear his uttered prayers, his verbal statements, but also, God, know the hagigim, know the thoughts in my heart which are inexpressible, which I can't even think of how to express them. They're just thoughts, raw thoughts, not words. Bina hagigi. Hakshiva lekol shavi. God, listen to the sound of my screams, of my pained prayers. Malki velohoi. God, you are my king, you are my judge. Ki elecha espalol. It is to you that I pray. A Jew prays only to God. It's problematic to pray to the dead, to pray even to angels. Ki elecha espalol radak v'lo l'moshiya acher. I pray to no other Savior, only to God. Hashem boker tishma koli. God, in the morning I want you to hear my voice. Boker erach l'chova atzapeh. It's in the morning that I want to set or arrange my prayers and hope that you will answer them. Again, Radak. Morning is a great time for prayer. Terem she'asok adam be'iskei ha'olam. When you're still fresh, before you're involved in the occupations and preoccupations of the world, early in the morning, first thing, that's the time to pray. Boker tishma koli. Ki lo eil chofetz resha ota, God, you certainly do not want resha. You do not want evil. Lo yogurcho ro. Evil or the evil person does not dwell with you. Can't stay in the same room with you. Here we begin to see another theme, which we will see again and again in Tehillim. God hates evil. He hates evil. He can't tolerate it. Lo el chofetz resha ota, lo yugur chora. The contribution of the Jewish people to the religions of the world is not just monotheism, the belief in one God, but ethical monotheism, the belief in one God who despises evil and loves good. And David HaMelech continues and prays for the downfall of his enemies. Ta'abed dovrei chazav, may those who speak lies be destroyed. Ish tamim umirmo yisayiv Hashem. A person who is a schemer, a plotter, a fraud, God despises him. God finds him abominable. But David says, I'm different. Vani berov chastecha. I, because of your great mercy, avoveisecha, I come to your house, to your home, to your abode. Eshtachave el heichal kotshecha biyirosecha. I will bow to the temple of your holiness with the proper attitude, in fear and in awe. Many, many of the psukim of Tehillim are psukim that are familiar to us from the Sidur, from the Machzor. Rigzu v'al techto imnu v'lvavchem al mishkavchem is a pasuk we studied the previous day in Kapitel Dalet, and it's a pasuk that we're familiar with from early childhood because we often say it together with Kriya Shema al Hamita. Today, just now, we have another pasuk which is said as one approaches a shul. You're going to someplace special, and it's a special grace, a special favor that we have to be able to walk on our own 2 feet from our home to the shul. And so we say, V'ani berov chastecha, God, because of your kindness, avoveisecha, I can come to your home, to the shul. And in that shul, I bow to you. The whole idea of a shul is to worship God, beyirosecha, in fear and in awe, not in levity, not in jocularity, not in kalus rosh chas v'shalom, but I approach shul beyirosecha. Hashem necheni v'tzidkosecha. God, lead me in your righteous ways. God, help me do the right thing. This is a prayer we find again and again in Tehillim. God, I'm trying my best. Help me. Help me do the right thing. Leman shoreroi, so that I can face down my enemies. Hayishar lefonai darkecha. Show me the straight way. Show me your way. Guide me straight along that way. It's so hard sometimes to find the way. Horeini Hashem Darkecha is a pasuk we'll study later in Tehillim. But it's a theme of Tehillim. God, I'm confused. I'm lost. Show me the straight way. That's me, David HaMelech says, as opposed to them, my enemies. Ki ein b'fihu nechona. Their mouths are not sincere. They're lying. Kirbom havos, their innards are empty. They're just emptiness. Kever posuach gronom, their throats are like an open grave. They're trying to swallow up other people. Lishonom yachalikun, their tongues smooth the way. Their tongues are slippery and tricky. Therefore, ha'ashimeim elokim, God find them guilty or God destroy them. Some say Ashimeim is from the word Shemama. God, make them desolate. Yiplu mimoatzosehem. May they fall down from their high councils. Berov pishayim hadichemo. Push them aside because of their many sins. Kimoru voch, because they have rebelled against you. Again, David goes back and forth. Me versus them. the chassid versus his enemies. And he concludes with a beautiful tefillah. V'yismechu chol chosei voch. May those who find protection in you. Remember, this was the last phrase of Kapitel Beis. Ashrei kol chosei bo. To take shelter, to find protection in God. May those people be happy. Kol chosei voch. La'olam yiranenu. May they always sing, may they always rejoice. V'ya'altzu v'cho. And may they be so very, very happy with you, Ohavei Shemecha, those who love your name. And here, David HaMelech, author of Tehillim, begins to set another theme of Tehillim, and that is Simcha, joy, the importance of joy, how one has to pray for joy and sing for joy, and that the experience of joy comes from this phrase, Kol Chosei Voch, the experience that you are protected by God. Ki ato tivorech tzadik Hashem, God, you will bless the righteous. Katsina, you will shield him like a shield. Ratzon ta'atrenu, you will shield him with grace, with favor, with your choosing him. Again, we've now come to the climax of this wonderful, wonderful Kapitel Tehillim, Kapitel Hey. I just want to end it again, turning to the thoughts of Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch and how he understands this ending, Ki ato tevorech tzadik Hashem. And here is what Rav Hirsch says. If we review the ideas contained in this psalm, we see that it describes the various ways in which men seek happiness on earth. Resha, lawlessness, seeks it by the way of evil, of boasting, of violence, of deceit and deception. But evil might seem to triumph temporarily. Eventually it will perish. The tzaddik, the righteous man, goes to God's sanctuary to seek there the principles that are to guide his conduct, to find in God's temple, in the shul, in the Beis Medrash, guidance. And even though he might suffer a temporary defeat, in the end, God's blessing awaits him. He knows that he, if not yet, will win God's favor. He will be happy in the future, and even today is more fortunate than the others. And so writes Rav Hirsch, understanding this as the theme of Tehillim Hey, we can go back to that phrase at the beginning, Lamnatseach El HaNechilos. Nechilos is descriptive, writes Rav Hirsch, of the contents of Psalm 5. Because Nechilos is related to the word Nachalos, the destiny, the final acquisition of mankind. God is Lamnatseach El HaNechilos. God is the one who determines one's final destiny, the ultimate goals. And he says that earlier in his commentaries, in fact in his commentary on Bereshis, Rav Hirsch has connected the word Nachal, a stream, to Nechilos, to Nachalos, to final destiny, final achievement. And he too, following Radak, writes that we have the phrase in Chazal, Nechil shel devorim, a swarm of bees, a current of bees, a stream of bees, seeking a resting place. A Nechil seeking a Nachalo. And therefore, says Rav Hirsch, and with this we will conclude Perek Hey, it would be easy here to interpret the word Nechilos to denote the various currents and trends, streams within mankind, each seeking a Nachla. Every different group and every different party and sect and nation is like a stream of bees seeking a resting place, a Nechil seeking a Nachla, a Nachal seeking a tranquil lake. That's what it's all about. L'matzeach ben ginos. Mankind has flown from its native hive and follows varying currents or trends in order to find the ultimate in happiness on earth. Rav Hirsch is a master at deriving general lessons about human existence from the holy words of David HaMelech in Tehillim. So we finish chapter 5, and we'll go on, Mi'etzah Hashem, next to chapter 6.